Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on this adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, we had a pretty fulfilling weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Yeah. It was much needed.
Yeah.
Much needed weekend.
I actually got to go out and not have to work on a weekend.
Yeah, so we actually got to do a trapeze weekend together.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often anymore. Or a weekend together, period, doesn't happen. Okay. And we've been spoiled the last 3. It was good. It was good. It was a good weekend. This week, we're going to talk all about that. We went to Atlanta. We hung out with the PAD group again, Panels After Dark, and all of their people and our people. And then last week was all about red flags in the lifestyle. So if you haven't heard it, go back and check that out. It's all the things you shouldn't do.
I was watching the whole thing again, and it was just, we had some funny moments in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
My favorite part was the reel or TikTok.
The blooper reel.
Yeah, the blooper reel.
No one seemed to like that. I don't know. Anytime I think anything is so hilarious and I really think it's going to go viral and everyone's going to love it, it flops.
Yeah, every time.
No one likes it. I was laughing
at ourselves.
Someone said that we were high, super high, and they hate watching us because we're so high. And I was like, we're not high. That was us after 3 hours of sitting here recording a podcast. And we were delirious because we were just done. It was the very last minute and we were done with it.
Somebody said we were high?
And someone said that they hate watching people who are high off their gourd or something insane. And I was like, no. We were 3 hours sitting in our bed talking nonstop and we were delirious at that point. And it was the end of it. And I was like, no, I wish I was. I wish. It would have been way more fun.
It would have been more interesting.
Way more
probably.
Fun. That was just us. If you know us, that's us all of the time. Nonstop. Yeah. And so, but I thought it was a fun episode. It was fun. And then I have a few more fun ones coming up too. Excited about. And then next week, we are going to be talking to other podcasters. We have a conversation with them and it should be fun. Their story. And it's nice to have a guest again. It's been a minute since we've had guests.
And they're actual couple coaches, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their relationship and sex good. And their marriage was over. And their therapist told them that they need to get a divorce. So I'm excited to hear more about their journey. And we're excited. We've got some good stuff planned. We've got a few things up our sleeves coming. So definitely stay tuned. We're trying. We are very much trying.
We've been off a lot when we committed to once a week.
Yes. I had that conversation a lot at PAD this weekend where we're starting to hear feedback and people are starting to catch up and stuff like that. And that was my first thing I kept saying was, I think the once a week podcast was way, way more than we had imagined. This is a full-time job.
Yeah.
It takes up 5 days of our week now. And we just didn't realize how much work and because we want it to be quality. We want it to be good.
Yeah,
and
that's the thing is,
we're also on video. And I think the video part really is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Most people are reading these notes and they're just reading them. And I'm like, if I could sit here and read something, it would be just a whole lot easier than I feel like this is just.
We have our notes, a lot of times, we don't today.
Yeah.
Because today we're we lived it.
Sometimes we have notes, but when we're doing a video, it's you can't just be sitting there reading.
No,
So I feel bad reading things. And so if I could just sit there and read a script, it'd be so much easier. But the once a week thing is way more than I had imagined it would be. But we love it. We love it. We do enjoy it. We have fun. This is exactly what we wanted.
Spend a lot more time going through and transcribing and fixing
the
words.
The system part is a real pain in the butt.
We spend hours making sure all the captions are
perfect
right.
That's our fault. That's a lot of us. Then I apologize this week. I am sick. I've been sick for the last 2 weeks almost now, and I still have, I'm not sick, but I'm dealing with this congestion thing. I'm not contagious or anything, but I'm still dealing with so much congestion, so I apologize for my voice ahead of time. I know it's already super low.
We're waiting to get sick. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not. If I get sick again, I have not been this sick in a very long time. He didn't get it somehow, but I got it like a week and a half ago, where it just knocked me out.
It went fevers, straight to your chest. And
yeah, a lot of congestion. And now it's just lingering. It's like, I feel better, but it's still like holding on to my face. And I keep getting these like sinus headaches. And so I already know I'm really low, raspy voice already. And I'm like, just apologize. It's going to be extra.
I like your little
extra raspy. Extra low. I hate my voice. That's why this is so challenging. Hearing myself talk is probably one of my least favorite things. But I'm getting there, getting better. But yeah, let's get into this week. We're going to talk more about our fun and a lot of fun.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet 3Fun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, 3Fun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download 3Fun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store. And start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with 3Fun today.
Purple Passion.
Purple Passion.
That was Friday night, anyways. Yes. It was Purple Passion.
Anything But Vanilla. They are partners with Pineapples After Dark, and it was their birthdays this weekend.
Yes.
Or last weekend. We celebrated their birthdays. It wasn't their birthdays, but we celebrated their birthdays last weekend. So they just were going to do like a Friday night trapeze night, and it was part of PAD. You just RSVP. It wasn't.
We put our names on the list, and then the club gave us a discount to get into Diamond Club. And
that's the one thing about Atlanta is, you know, trapeze is, it's pricey. You're going to pay for your experience.
Yeah, like on a normal, let's just say a normal Saturday night, if new members going to pay the month membership at a minimum.
Yeah.
Then the $100 for the night. And then what's the upgraded diamond? 150?
150, I think. So like that. I mean, it might be more.
So you're spending
$300. Every time we go.
You're spending $300 for your first time at a trapeze on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And that's what's, when you go with a big group like Pineapples After Dark, a lot of times the club will throw it, like, if you're on the list, you get a discount. And so that's always nice.
Yeah. So you get more people coming, and you get a bigger group of people.
And you get people that will more willing to travel and try
Try going just for a night, because it is pricey. It's worth it, but they know it, and they every time we go, I swear it raises every single time we go.
Yeah, they definitely
know what they've got. They know what they've got, and they pay for what the experience you're getting. So there's that, but we hadn't been in a very long time. We used to go weekly.
Well, last time we went to trapeze was Davey's birthday party for Pineapples After Dark.
Yeah, if it wasn't for them.
The podcast.
Yeah, that's where they frequent. They're all members there, and so that's where we gather with them. Yeah, that's where we all gather.
And, like, it's funny how, like, it's just centrally located from, because everybody lives in Alabama.
It's all like a 2-hour.
Tennessee, northern Georgia, period.
Some Florida people. It's a few hour radius. Just everybody just meets. Atlanta just is.
It's just centrally
unfortunately
located.
It has to be Atlanta, but Atlanta is just, it's our middle good meeting ground. They're in Nashville, or like two places a lot of people gather that travel.
Yeah. But we left later than we expected because we were dragging our feet.
Yeah, we
didn't leave till about 1 o'clock.
Finished packing, and we still had to pack, and then I had to take a shower.
Oh, I had to get grocery store. I had to do all the things.
Yeah. We still had to run and get a few things for grocery wise for the weekend, and then I had to just make sure I was bald head to toe, so that took some time. Just shave my entire body.
I didn't shave my entire body; just the important parts.
Yeah, must be nice. Must be nice. I got that Italian, Hungarian root in there, and I had to
shave
everything.
I always feel weird.
Toes and all.
Those that don't know, I'm just a hairy guy.
Yeah, I'm a hairy girl. I get it.
And I don't mind chest hair. I keep everything down below pretty well trimmed and well kept.
Yeah.
But my biggest pet peeve that I have on myself is my back is shoulder hair.
Yeah.
I hate it. So
it's patchy. Like, it's not like the whole, it's just very patchy.
Even more than I hate it, I hate, because I can't get it myself.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you. I have to ask you to shave my back like a walrus or something.
Every time we go to a thing, I need you to shave my back. That's like our last thing we do before we leave.
But anywho, we had a lot of things we had to take care of before we left. But it kind of worked out because check-in wasn't until 4 anyways.
Yeah, it worked out fine. But,
and I, being the procrastinator I am, I didn't book the room till last minute. And the block of rooms that they reserved was completely booked out.
Yeah.
There was no rooms available. And I'm like, oh, we're still in the same hotel. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And but soon after that, one of the people from Pineapples After Dark sent me a message saying, you got a double queen. Are you willing to go do a single king for our floor? I'm like, yep, let's do it.
Yeah, we usually, if we can have the option, we usually do two queens because then you have a play bed and then you have a sleeping bed. That's usually the plan anyway.
No one wants to sleep in a wet bed.
Yeah, and get it all messed up. And then that way you can just jump into a nice, clean, made bed at night and you can play on the other one and mess it all up and it doesn't matter. But it was fine. So we just go to other people's rooms. It's fine.
Yeah. Like, as soon as we went to the single king, I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
We just won't play in our room. Yeah. Like, other than, like, Wilfa.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you're bringing out the squirt blankets and bringing the big guns out, then we're going to go on someone else's bed.
Yeah. We're going
to we'll go next door then. Yeah. That's usually how it goes for us. Yeah.
But so we got there about, oh, let's say 4:30, 5 o'clock. And then the party was at 8. The club opens at 8.
No one was really getting there until 5:30.
Yeah.
So it worked out perfect because then we were there, like one of the first people there. And then we were able to undo our room because we brought all of our decor.
Yeah, we could decorate. But we're professionals at that.
Yeah, we've got a system. He hangs all the things. He hangs the flags. He hangs the signs. And then he untangles the pineapple lights because we got those cheap-ass Sheen pineapple string lights. I know everybody probably understands what I'm talking about. But every time we put them away, they get tangled together every single time. So I always just throw him the ball of the lights and he knows he just untangles those. I do the more like decorating part and pulling out the gift bags and doing all that kind of stuff. And then we conquer. We take over.
Yeah, the divide and conquer. Yeah.
Then our friends started showing up and we started getting ourselves put together and made some TikToks, did some pictures.
It's funny because with this group of people, they've only seen me in like summer mode where I'm very beachy and casual.
Because it's hot as fuck.
Everybody else that knows me knows I'm the guy that's...
thing is, he is the suit guy.
He's always got a sports coat or a vest or a tie.
Yeah, he's the suit guy.
And they haven't seen that side of me. So every time somebody saw me, like, you're ready. Yeah. They thought I was ready to go to the club. No, this is, I have jeans on.
They're like, no, this is just what we wear to Walmart usually. If it's not 1,000 degrees, usually we get a lot of people talk a lot of crap about our clothes all of the time.
I like it.
When we have a chance, we don't get out very often. So when we get a chance, we bring out like our favorite. My favorite, like, dresses and favorite shoes and favorite, your favorite sports coats and ties.
I wear this shit going to Kroger.
Yeah. People don't like that. I don't know. We get a lot of shit about it. We get a lot of shit about dressing up.
But I don't mind.
We do not mind.
It makes me feel good. That's all that matters.
I'd rather be overdressed than underdressed. Yeah. I don't mind at all. But our friends started coming by and we said hello to everybody. We had that's the good thing about Pineapples After Dark crew is it's a lot of our local people.
Yeah, we got one of our local couples decided to come up. Yeah. And so they hung out in our room for a little bit.
Yeah, they came over and said hi. We all sat around for a little while until it was like everyone else started coming. And then you go and say hi and then you find everybody. And then it's like, shit, we got to get ready for the club.
Yeah. I was giving him a hard time all weekend because we live so close to each other.
We had to go to Atlanta
to actually see him because
we never get to see each other anymore.
Adulting sucks.
And life's stupid.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's just hard to get together sometimes with kids and life.
We had to drive the whole way to Atlanta to see each other, but it was good to see them and hang out. And life's been lifing for both all of us. It was good to finally catch up and get a minute, get dressed up, and then we got dressed and we had an Uber coming at like 7:30, 7:40
was the time.
I've never. go that early, but I was, yeah. So I had to be on it.
We got Uber with the room for a few and anything but vanilla all together. We just got one.
They were our travel partners for the weekend.
And so we all went to the club together, got some pictures outside waiting for the Uber.
Yeah.
And then got to the club and ordered dinner, really. That's the first thing.
That's the first thing you always do when you go to a trapeze.
Got to get something in your belly. Every single
time, go in there and get food. Because before it gets busy, before it gets crowded, because then it's a clusterfuck of people just trying to all order, all get drinks. Diamond is not the same Diamond as when we started going to trapeze.
No, that used to be a quiet place.
Used to be where you go and eat, and there was like four of you back there, and you just eat dinner together. Like,
yeah, you talked. You actually got to talk to people.
It's a different club.
For sure.
That's when we started going, but it's everyone rushes to a Diamond first.
Yeah.
And so if you want food and you want them to be able to bring you your food and find you, you have to make sure that you're like run in there, get your food, and then you can actually get a seat and sit down and enjoy dinner. And it's a good transition into the night. And so you order all the food because you want to try everything because it's always like a new menu.
Yeah, they had a new menu since last time we were there, which I think we did try all the, between the two nights we went, I think we tried just about all the new stuff.
Yeah, that's what you do there. You just get, if you don't know about trapeze, you, in Diamond, you get a chef prepared menu. They have a whole menu you can order off of, and you can order as much as you want. Yeah, it's all included. So you can order all the food you want and try everything, and they have dinner, breakfast, and desserts, and so you have to try and get through all of it. Plus they have a buffet out in general area.
Although we'd never get dessert for some reason.
No, we never do. And I always say every time I go there, they have funnel cake fries. I'm always like, I want to do the funnel cake fries. And then we get busy and I forget about food. And if we do, we go up to the buffet and just pick.
Yeah.
And their buffet is good. Their buffet is really good. So many people like will go over there, get to meet or get the food from the buffet, get snacks, and then bring it to Diamond and eat it with the rest of their meal. They do have very good food. And food, period, is nice. Having that at a club at all is nice.
Just getting something in your stomach before a long night.
It's chef prepared. Like, it's good food. Yeah, it's presented. Good. It's pretty. It's really good food. So we got our food. And then what did we do? We just hung out.
Yeah, we talked.
We spent most of the time saying hello to everybody. All the people.
Yeah, we
wish everybody started showing up.
I mean, for a Friday night at Trap, this was busy.
Packed.
Usually Friday nights at Trapeze is pretty
quieter.
Chill.
Vibe. Yeah.
And since we had this big party going on, there was a lot of people. So it took, just to get drinks, took a long time. I spent a lot of time just in line at the bar.
Yeah, and but so, then you go, it's fun too, because then everybody comes up to you, and that's when you meet people too. And then you just start talking back and forth with everybody else in line, and then you're getting shots or you're getting drinks and everybody's just hanging out at the bar. So it's not a horrible place to wait for a drink.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and then we did the whole trapeze mingle and hang out and dance. And
we did dance. They say, I was thinking, did we dance at all Friday night? But we did.
Yeah, we dance always. I can't go to a club and not dance. You might not dance, but I always do dance. And then we have been getting pretty close to a couple that we've talked to them for quite a while now.
Yeah, the first time we met them in person was last time we were at Trap.
Yeah, yeah.
And we connected and liked each other. And we just never played, honestly.
I played when I was by myself.
Oh, yeah.
They were there when we were all playing in the room together with everybody. But I never did anything, really, other than make out. We made out with them
a few times. The only thing I've ever done with them was just, you know,
we talk a lot and stuff, and then they're on social media. We're always like, we see each other, talk to each other every day, pretty much. And so we finally got a chance to have some time with them. So we ended up in the playroom with them.
Yeah,
we got to play.
So she was very vocal how she wanted to spend some time together with us, both of them. Yeah, both of them were very vocal how they wanted to spend some time with us because last time we actually got to hang out in person was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, and we love them. We do.
And they are amazing people.
Good couple.
We have a pretty good connection with them. Yeah. The chemistry makes it that much better.
Yeah.
And
then, of course, he had some performance anxiety, which happens.
Yeah, it's just anxiety.
It's so normal, and it happens so often. I don't think people talk about it nearly enough.
No, it's so
common.
That's
often that happens, and that's not a big deal at all, and it's just part of the journey. It's part of the lifestyle. It's part of the whole thing.
A couple times this past weekend, I wouldn't say I had performance anxiety, but But I did have a touch where I wasn't actually as hard as normal.
Yeah. And not so often.
Now, during play, it works its way. I guess gets the jitters off.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of times that I went to put on a condom and like it just wasn't as rigid as it normally is.
Yeah.
And I've dealt with it before. So I personally, I can shake it off really quickly. Yeah. And then
people handle it different ways.
But it really, as a man, it just messes with your head.
The woman, too. Personally, for me, always. Like, we've talked about it many times.
Yeah, we've talked about that one.
You can't, for some reason, is always like, I'm doing, something's wrong. Like, what's wrong? How can I fix it? And, like, when it's nothing you can really, you know, sometimes it's just
It's not a you thing, it's a us thing. Yeah. So
there's always that moment of, but, and then we watched and we, you know, we participated other ways. And,
yeah, you guys did your own little thing while me and
her
did our thing.
Yeah.
And then we played for a little bit and
it's good. Kinda, we love them.
Yeah.
We love them. They're such good people. We love hanging out with them and it was a good time. And then honestly, really, that was the only playing that we did.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Now, I do want to say, I feel like we missed the opportunity with our local couple.
Yes. Yes. They were ready. Yeah.
They like.
Meanwhile, while we were doing that, the other couple was waiting because we had already said we were very interested in playing. We have known them for
And we've for been few interested now, for a long time.
Just and we want some, to play.
For some reason,
every
we still
time.
Can't.
Like, every time something.
Cross the finish line.
I know. Somehow. Every single time. We are so close with them. We love them. All of our hearts, so close. And we want to play. It's nothing to like that at all. It's just like we were in the playroom, and then when we came out, and they were on their way out, and I was like, come on, let's go to the playroom. Yeah. But they were ready to go. They were all dressed. It was just not a good time.
I do have to say,
I tried.
Her outfit Friday night was...
Yeah, she was good. She's like it, they looked good.
Yeah.
They looked really good. Like, she always looks good, though. She's always on point. I love her. I love her so much. I'm so sad that we missed that opportunity, and they weren't coming Saturday. And that's why I was
They're
like,
only up there for Friday night. Yeah.
I know.
Like,
and I was
dang
like,
it.
I even was like, come on, let's go to the room really quick before you leave. Come on, let's go. But it was just, it was late and everyone was leaving and it was just not a good timing. So we got to spend time with one couple that we wanted to, but then we missed the opportunity on another one.
I know. But I feel like that's always.
Every time.
That's the thing. It's like we missed this one, but we got this opportunity to spend time with another couple. But
it happens. Every time. You always have
the couple
always
we missed
like,
live so dang close to us. Like, there's no reason why we could.
But there's still never opportunity because it's like the environment and life and like having the space to play in with life. Because usually we have, it's more of a vanilla thing when we're hanging out.
So we're like at their house hanging out.
Yeah, like we've there's kids around. Yeah. We never have opportunity or place to play. And we finally had a place where we could. Play now it's just frustrating.
Exactly.
It's always like that though. We always leave and we're like, oh, I wish we would have been able to talk to them more. And they were really hot. There's always some.
I always feel like we miss opportunity every time we go to an event or a club or.
Yeah.
But
we always find another experience. So we have another great experience with someone else.
You can't make a connection like that with every couple you talk to and are interested in. Yeah. Like it's impossible.
It's hard. Fair.
Yeah, so like really after that, we just went back to the hotel.
I was done. I had been up since 5 that morning.
Yeah.
And by then it was like 4-ish. Like it was late.
It was late.
And so I don't know what happened, but we came back. We got ice cream.
Bad. Yeah, so we walked into the hotel. Like got an Uber back to the hotel.
I was so tired.
And I'm like, I'm feeling a little snacky. I could eat something sweet. So I went to all the hotels have the little like snack
freezer
thing.
Refrigerator.
And so I grabbed a couple ice cream bars and just charged them to the room or whatever. We went up. I gave you yours. You ate half of it.
And I put it on the counter. And then I got sweatpants on it, like a whole sweatsuit because I was freezing. It was so cold. I turned the heat up to eat like a dumb. Put on a sweatsuit. Ate half of my ice cream bar. Sat it down because I guess I was too full to finish it. And then laid down and just passed out.
Yeah, you were.
Like, I just fell asleep instantly.
Yeah, you flopped on that bed and you did not move.
I was so tired.
I'm like, I think you were asleep before you.
I even felt like, I know. I was tired.
And I'm like, baby, you might want to take that sweatsuit off. You're going to wake up so hot.
But it's freezing. And I don't wear close to bed because I am a hot sleeper. I always wake up sweaty. And so the first thing I did when I woke up, I was like, why am I wearing sweatpants? I woke up in a sweat. I was so hot. The heat was turned up. It was not good.
Yeah, it was hot when we woke up.
I was really regretting that one. And then I looked at the counter and the other half of the ice cream bar was just
melted on the counter.
All over the counter. I was like, that's not sure. I was just ready to go to bed. My brain was not working at that point. I was done. It was a long day. One thing about Fridays is like,
you
gotta do life before you come and then do.
Fridays like split in two. Like the first half of the day, you have like real work
you gotta
done.
You gotta do real
stuff. And then second half of Friday, it's the weekend starts.
And we're traveling too. So you're in the car for hours and you're packing.
Fridays are always long for that.
Then you're going to club.
At least one of us gets up at 5:30 in the morning, get the kids off to school and on the buses.
Do regular thing, like work and shit. And it's like Friday night, you're up until 4 a.m.
Because you want to make the most out of your time.
Because you're excited.
Yeah.
All your friends are there. You're like, it's going to be a great weekend. And it was a birthday party.
Everybody was on point with the purple patch.
Anything with vanilla. I was like, the one thing I love about this crew is because we usually stand out being the ones in suits and a tie and dresses and stuff, but they all show up in, especially anything with vanilla. He's always got his like, his accessories, his velvet and all
his outfits are always on point.
All the textures, all the things they always do, all of them. And they looked amazing. And happy birthday to you guys if you're listening. We love you so much. It was such a good night. We did the whole birthday and it was you can't complain. It was a good birthday party for sure. But that was Friday. That was our Friday adventure.
Yeah.
And Saturday. I'm so glad we stayed.
Well, let's take a break first.
Yes.
And do our normal ads.
We'll be right back. More fun.
With Saturday. Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Now we're back. Now on to Saturday. Talk about Saturday. Saturday, we weren't initially going to stay for Saturday. We were just going to do Friday, come home. And I'm so glad we stayed.
Absolutely.
It was a good decision. It was a good decision to stay. It's always a good decision to have an extra day with your friends. We were messaging Rob and Lindsay back and forth. And we're like, no, I think we're just going to stay for Friday and then go home Saturday. But you know how we are. We decided we were able to have an extra day, so we did it.
Well, I mean, it only makes sense because we already had to renew our membership at Trap.
Yeah.
So that was less we had to pay. And we have friends to bring us back.
Yeah, all of our friends were like, if you want to come Saturday, you could be our guest. You don't have to upgrade. And we're like, that's right. You're right. And then we got a membership anyway Friday. And then our friends. It's always good more time you can spend with them. And it's nice when you can stay two nights because then you can unpack and decorate and have a space and then get comfortable for a minute. So it was a good decision. I'm glad we went Saturday.
But we slept in quite a bit Saturday morning.
A little bit.
Like, slept until like, 9:30, 10.
A little bit before 10, before we actually got out of bed. And then we fucked.
Because
we didn't get to the night before. So it took a little longer.
Passed Plum out. I'm like, okay. And so it was fine.
We got to play at the club, so a little bit at the club. Enough. But we usually go back from the club and then fuck and then sleep and then wake up and then fuck. But
it was good.
That's all. It was a lot of pent up because we hadn't gotten to do it the night before.
Yeah,
and then we finally got up and moving and then we start texting people. You always text everybody in the morning, good morning.
Yeah.
What's everybody?
Well, already had it planned out by Friday that we're going to hang out.
There were so many plans, though.
Rob and Lindsay.
Yeah. We're like, no matter what, we're going to do something. We'll find something to do. At first, it was like, we're going to go Six Flags, and then maybe we're going to go take pictures. We're going to go on adventures. Yeah. And then we ended up going to Ponce Market, which
we do a lot. Just get some lunch and walking around.
It's a good place to just go to and find food and just walk around. People watch and go shopping, do a little bit of browsing and stuff. So We spent most of the afternoon doing that. We got Chinese food. We ended up getting Chinese food. It was good. It was good. We got so much food.
So much. We got enough food for 10 people.
They ordered like 6 meals, and then we had ours. And the serving sizes were huge.
Yeah.
Like huge. We were definitely starving after the night we had. We were so hungry. And we wanted food for later. And so it was good, though. It was good. We got to try everything on their menu pretty much. And then we walked around, putzed around. And then, as always, by the time you eat and putz around for 1 minute, it's like, well, we need to start getting ready for the club. So hell, every single time we're with swingers, time is different.
Yeah.
Time flies by.
It's the opposite of microwave seconds.
Yeah.
Microwave minutes always are longer than real life minutes. Minutes are so much shorter than
every time. Minutes. That's why I always prepare myself knowing that now. That's what you'll learn if you do a lot of events, a lot of clubs, a lot of things. Like, time just goes by so fast. And it's always just time to get ready. Yeah. It don't matter what time you wake up. It don't matter what you do with the day. It's time to get ready to go. And then we came back to the hotel, and it was time to get my makeup on, do my hair.
We did kind of, we're lazy for about an hour or so.
Oh, yeah. That was the night. Oh, yeah. That's right. We have a minute, which we never get a chance to lay down until.
We just lay down in bed, threw on some Netflix.
Watched a couple episodes of our show, and then I tried to nap. Because we had just enough time where we could take an hour nap if we wanted, which we never get that chance. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah, we did have a chance to lay down for an hour or so and just relax. I shut my eyes, didn't sleep, but shut my eyes and tried. And then
relax for a little bit.
And then we decided to jump in the shower and start doing hair, makeup, all that stuff, and get ready. And then everyone starts. We had an Uber again for 7:30. Ended up coming early. So we were trying to hurry up and get pictures real fast.
That's a good part about actually scheduling
it. Where you have the time you have to be.
He showed up early, which is great, but also I was in a hurry because they can't because he showed up early.
But it was just a little bit of hurry up, get a quick picture real quick. We didn't get as many at the hotel that night, but we made up for it at the club. Because we got our Uber, we went there, and we had gotten there early enough where we all were like, we need pictures. We will get pictures tonight, and we're going to do it right now. Because if we're going to get pictures,
We got pictures right after we ate.
Yeah. So we got there, we ate, and then they had just put a cigar lounge in. And Liz, which is the manager, she calls it the photography studio because it is. Like, that's where everyone goes and takes pictures. It's in the way back. Kind of, you don't even know where it's at unless you know where it's at. And it's like just this little room, and it's really like dark and cute and quiet, and you can get pictures without.
Yeah, it's secluded where you don't have to worry about people in the background and stuff like that.
And the back, it's got a cute little backdrop and stuff. It's a quiet little space. So for those of us that want to get all the group pictures and all the sexy pictures and stuff, we can do it there. And then everyone took turns getting pictures, taking pictures. We got tons of pictures with a bunch of our friends. And then we ended up getting our lingerie on real quick. And going to a private room, one of just regular bedrooms. And those were like the spicy pictures. And that was like, I'm so glad we did that. Because I wouldn't have any of those if it wasn't for that, doing that right at the very beginning before everybody. Because it's like herding cats. Everyone's just like, bing, bing, bing. You can't get everybody back together. Yeah. So I'm glad
we got to. Us husbands were just taking pictures. And like me, knowing that there was so many cameras going, I just sat down in a chair and watched.
He's in the cook chair in the corner and just watching.
I'm just enjoying
it. I put my lingerie on, and we brought all the toys out and the accessories. And the girls got to have sex. It's really all it was. It was just the girls on the bed and kissing and making out, playing with the toys and stuff. And it was good to have. We're all content creators, and we're always
line of
the pictures.
That moment was
I was sitting
just watching, and then it popped in my head, said my 13-year-old me is screaming right now.
That was a good one. And then my pants are feeling very tight.
My pants shrunk
while we were in here. It was some good one-liners there. It was some good ones. And it was a good one-liner weekend.
It really was. There was a couple good ones in there.
The boy sat there and made...
We took pictures.
And encouraged us and watched us and helped out with us. And we got our pictures taken and then got our dresses back on and got back to what we had
out of. Which is the silliest.
You should
have just kept here.
But it was like 8:30 or something.
I don't care.
So early.
Should have skipped a lingerie off.
So early. So I got back into our dressing.
Because you took your, you had your, like, I really liked that red leather, like, lace.
I ended up putting it back on. But I wanted to at least, the dress, the red dress is, like, a thing. It's an oldie goldie. She was from the beginning of our trapping. I haven't worn her since then. And I thought she didn't fit me, which she is a little snug. I'm a different body than I was last time I wore it. But I did get it on, and it looked decent enough. It's a very beautiful dress.
Decent enough. You looked so good.
I love that dress. It was a little too tight, but...
It was not.
I like it. I liked it. And red's, like, my new favorite thing. So I'm really enjoying red lately. So it was pretty. Yeah. And then we danced and mingled and did the normal trapeze, you know, drinkly...
Just got our flirted and talked
and tried to catch up with everybody. And then this night was the motherfucking Lee's.
Yeah, his birthday.
His birthday. So it was his birthday night. It was everybody just happened to have a birthday around the same time. So it was like a whole weekend fiesta. It was fun.
He is the one that, if you go back to episode where you were at the glow party episode.
Yes.
He was the one with the Empire paddle with the studs on.
Yes, that I said that I was sad that I didn't get an opportunity because I had to discuss it with him first, with my husband first. I didn't know that was okay or not. And he's more of a dominant guy, and they always got the cool tools and toys and stuff like that. And so we...
Yeah, we did.
We had made a comment about that quite a few times that he'd listened to the episode and he was like, I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, it made it to the episode because I'm still like sad that I didn't get to, I've never experienced it. And I love all the toys. I love all the paddles and stuff. So I really wanted to experience it still. And they had it that weekend.
Yes.
But yeah, his weekend or his birthday that weekend also. So Saturday was his and then anything but vanilla was Friday's. And Friday night I did get some dancing in there. We did dance.
Yeah.
We did
you ran out on your own because I was stuck at the bar getting drinks.
I'm a line dance whore.
And
I'm the girl that
and
no
you
one
heard
likes.
The cha-cha slide, and you just kind of looked at me. You're like,
I was like, my songs are on. And they always do it one after another. They do the wobble and they do all of them all one after. So I'm like, I got to get out there. This is my time to shine. This is my favorite part. I love doing line dances. So I couldn't get back there in time. I knew it was too late, so I just started doing it in Diamond in the middle of where the dance floor used to be. That's when I missed the dance floor in the Diamond. But
you're giving me the side eye because I was like the bar.
These people better hurry up because I gotta get out there and dance. My people are out there, and that's when I meet my unicorn friends, and that's when I always get with my girls out on the dance floor. That's when I do my girl flirting. The best is out on the dance floor and my pole girls and stuff like that. And Yeah, we danced and flirted and mingled and a lot of that going on. And then we ended up in where all of our fun always happens, in that back playroom now. It's in that black.
Yeah, it hasn't been the one in the main one. It's been the one around the corner.
Yeah, we moseyed on down there. I don't even know how we made it back there. I don't even know.
They told us.
Did they tell
us? Yeah, they're like, we're having an orgy.
Okay. I couldn't remember how.
I'm like, now? They're like, yeah. Okay. They're like, okay, let's do this.
I remember hearing about it. I didn't remember how we specifically got back there. But usually it's like someone pulls us back. It's like orgy time.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. They just, so we.
If you are having an orgy, let us know. Always. Because you'd like to be either watching participating.
One of our favorite activities.
Love group play. Group play is my absolute favorite. Yeah. Specifically, I love group play. So we ended up back there, and there was quite a lot of people back there. The whole bed was full of people.
Yeah, it was
a lot
busy.
Going on. You didn't know where to. That's when you jump into an orgy that's already established, trying to like slide in there.
Yeah, we were invited, so that wasn't an issue. Yeah. But again, like you said, you don't want to interrupt what's going on.
We're usually invited if we're going to participate.
Our go-to move is we're just going to play together, and so we did that.
Yeah, you find a spot in the bed.
Then you transition.
Make yourself in. Make yourself way in.
Yeah. We play together and then just kind of transition and swapping.
Yeah.
But, so this was Mr. Motherfucking Lee's moment to...
Yeah. He had
to use the paddle. So he came, he's like, do you care? He came to us. He's like, can I spank you with the paddle?
I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, life.
So we got to... You got to experience that.
Yeah.
And how was that? How was that?
It was good. It was good. It was, he is so good. One of my favorite things about him, watching him, because we've been around them enough that I've gotten to watch how he paddles people, and he is so good, just like you. He's like an extension of my, it's crazy. Him and my husband are super similar.
That was a general consensus of, by the end of that night.
They're very similar.
His wife was like, you are just like, yeah. You are the same.
Yeah, which is so refreshing. You don't get that very often. It's very refreshing, but he always starts warming you up, make sure you know what it feels like. Can I do it hard? He's so good at introducing it to you and like you are. And I love, like, you're not going to just bend over and he's not going to just beat you.
Yeah.
That's not how it should be. And so, but I was like, I'm ready. Like, I'm already ready. You don't have to do all that. Like, I already know I'm good. And so he let me have it. And then he was a couple of minutes in and I was taking it like champ, I feel like, anyway. She was a singing little thing. And then he's like, I have to go get you a towel. And I was like, oh yeah. And I put my hand back there and my whole entire hand was covered in blood. I was bleeding everywhere, all over the bed, everywhere. I was so embarrassed though. And I know that's the whole point of it, but I felt like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't stop bleeding everywhere. I don't know. And I know that goes along with it. It's the whole point. But when you're like in the middle of a group of people and you're bleeding all over the place, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, and it wouldn't stop.
Because while he was with you, I was with his wife and I was spanking her.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't have a pedal. I was just using my hands.
Yeah.
And she takes it like a champ as well.
Yeah, I know. We both, at the same time. It was hot. It was good. And I was watching you guys at the same time that I was getting my paddling. It was exactly what I've been wanting and craving for a really long time. It was good. And yeah, I got a towel. I ended up, we had played and stuff. And that was at the end of it. That was good.
Yeah,
cleaning up. And I cleaned up my butt. My butt was all bleedy. And that was about when it was
done. That's a good thing. Yeah, that paddle does draw blood, but it doesn't like bleed for a long time. It's just
until it stops.
Right.
You just gotta walk around with a towel on your butt for a little while. But yeah, that was the end of kind of the playing there. Everybody was going back to the hotel.
Yeah. So after left
the club pretty early that night, I think, because it was the second night and it was exhausting.
Yeah, we were told that by Room for a Few and anything but vanilla.
All
like, we're headed back to the hotel.
We left before that.
I'm like, we're getting ready to go to an orgy.
Yeah.
Like, so
we'll text everybody.
I'll text you guys when we head back, see if you guys are still.
Yeah, because this was at the end of very end of the night, and I forgot to bring that up. Most of our friends had already left, so it was a lot of new faces. The crew was a lot of people we didn't really know or anything. So
yeah, there was the motherfucking Lees. There was a couple unicorns in there.
There's a couple in front of me that I have no idea who they were, but he ate her ass the entire time.
Recognize,
like, this guy is a champ.
I know who you're talking about. I'm trying to picture it though.
But I don't think I knew. I didn't think I knew who they were.
I recognized them off the playground. That's how I recognized them.
Yeah. I didn't know who they were, but I was like, he is a champ. Like, he was going to town the entire time. I was very impressed with how long he did that for. I was like, the whole time his wife's face or whoever he was with was there. Her ass was right in my face the whole time. So I just got to watch that the whole entire time. I was getting like fucked from behind. It was good. And yeah, we ended up after that.
He's like, we're finishing up here, but there's an after party.
Yeah, we're all going to the hotel now. Yeah. And
I'm like,
we're
going to
continue.
I said,
hanging
out. You guys coming? I'm like, yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah. They were staying a few doors down, same side, same hall and everything. We all were on the same floor for the most part. And so we went back to the hotel, and then we texted everybody, let them know we were on the way, and we went to the motherfucking Lees. And that's where the real fun was. I think that was, like, my favorite. Definitely my favorite part was, like, that.
We needed to grab one of the wet floor signs from the hotel and put it in his room, because everyone was squirting.
Well, me and him... It's very rare that I can find a guy, period. And it's a big frustration for me. I've had a really long dry spell with the guys. I've been doing a lot of girl play this last year, and it's been a lot of female, which I love and I enjoy, but I love my guys. I love men. I'm very submissive in my heart, and I love pleasuring men. I do. That's like that's my kink, is pleasuring men. I love giving head. That's my ultimate favorite thing, and I just crave men sometimes. And yeah. I've been very vocal with that, like frustration over the last year. Cause I can usually connect with women. I can usually connect with men, but sex part, there's just something like lacking there. And in the playroom at Trapeze, me and him across the room kept connecting eyes, and I was watching him paddling, and it was an immediate chemistry vibe thing going on. But he is so similar to you. And, you know, making out was fun. Great kisser. You know what I mean? There was just this chemistry and this vibe there. And so it was nice because when we get to the room, it was like, it's on now. And, like,
it was.
And his wife is amazing. And you clicked with her and I clicked with her. And she's so gorgeous. And it was just all around something that we haven't found for a minute. Like, it's been this dry spell of like, we don't get to play with the people we do find chemistry with, or the circumstance is not right and stuff. And so this was definitely needed for us, for sure, because it was just like a four-way connection is very hard. And so we ended up in their room, and there was how many couples? Probably eight or so.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Oh. Eight or so. It was a lot of our friends gathered in there.
So Rob and Rachel.
Yeah, from Room for Review. They were
in the orgy, and then Lindsay and Jeremy were in bed.
So we have permission to use any of this, by the way. It feels weird, but they gave us full permission. And there was another couple that I've seen more than you. I think you've just met them really this weekend, but I've hung out with them before. And then there was some of our Swinger Society friends were in
Southern
there.
Bella and Fire Daddy.
Fire Daddy were in there. That was nice to see their faces. I'm always glad to see their faces. We don't get to see each other enough.
I got to play with Southern Bella a little bit.
I got to finally, like, me and Fire Daddy are around each other quite often, and we have for years, but we don't get to play very often at all.
That's why I told her, like, I played with her for a little bit.
It's like, finally.
And I looked at her, I'm like, do you realize I haven't tasted you in
since Dallas? Yeah, I was saying to him, I'm like, been like Dallas,
like 2 years,
2022, like Dallas,
like
we're around each other, we are always in the same circles and stuff, but we never really get to play together.
That was crazy.
Yeah, we had a moment, me and him were together for a little while. I got to play with him, and then there was a lot
three
couples.
Play with Rachel with Room for a Few. I played with her for quite a bit, and she was like, I want you to take me. I want you to slap me, shove your fingers down my... Like, she wanted to be dominated. I'm like, I can do that.
It's hot. It was very much those vibes.
So I was here for it.
That's why I said, like, it was just everybody. And then it was just squirting everywhere.
Yeah.
There are so many... And then, me and Mr. Motherfucking Lee, we were making out and playing stuff, and he is like my husband. He likes to make females squirt everywhere. Like, that's his thing. That he has these like powerful fingers or stuff. And I said to him, I was like, it don't do like that. Like, I don't do that. That's not something I do. I have before, but this was years ago when we first started an adventure, and somehow, I don't know, it's a mental thing for me.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
It's squirting a mental thing. And for the last 2 years, probably, I have had this like mental block where I cannot squirt. Yeah. And I've done it with randomly here and there.
Squirt when we play. Yeah. Like,
Swinger land.
But like, Swinger
land. It doesn't happen. I'm not one of those girls that can squirt. I'm not one of those people that can just do it. I'm just not that person. And I looked at him and I was like, I don't do that. Doesn't happen. And he looked at me and he was like, bet. You know? He was like, bet. Needless to say, I squirted everywhere in less than a minute, I think. Three times.
That was quick.
I squirted three times that night. And I was like, I don't do that the whole time. I'm like, I don't do it. She don't do like that. I'm like, she don't do that. But I did. And the end of my dry spell.
He was making you squirt. I was making his wife squirt.
Yes. I was down on her. All the guys had their hands in and she just started squirting all over my face. It was the whole night. That whole night was so hot. And then I remember being on the side of the bed, and then the other girl was squirting, and she was squirting like straight up in the air, and all of us that were standing there just got completely blasted. We left that room completely soaked in everyone's stuff, and it was so good. It was a very hot night. It was definitely needed.
Yeah. I played with the unicorn that was there for a while.
Yes, there was a unicorn friend, and she is so cute. and so fun.
Yeah.
Like, she was a good time. Everyone there was just a good chemistry, a good vibe, a good, it was good. And it was a lot of like rougher stuff going on. It was just like, I needed some of that. I needed somebody who is pursuing.
Probably one of the best orgies we've been in for a hot minute.
Yes, it was definitely a highlight for sure. It was a good time. I want to do it again. I'm like, I just want to do it again. We've been talking about it pretty much ever since we left. Yeah. You cannot beat when there's just a good group of people that understand the assignment.
I think that's it. Is
yes.
We, for a long while now, we've been mingling in this like swally like place where it's great. Like, I love making connections. I love our people. But there's sometimes you just gotta fuck.
You just gotta fuck, yeah.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
Retelling this story doesn't quite capture.
It really doesn't. Like, the vibe, the energy,
the chemistry. We don't get that every day. So when you do get it, it's like a good refresher. It's like a reminder of like why.
Like, yeah,
this is like what we love about the lifestyle. Like, this is what, and ever since we've found Finals After Dark, best thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
Was like, find this group.
It's such
so
a good
grateful.
Group of people. It's not like just a select subgroup of the big, like, it's everyone.
It's the entire group of everyone, like, who attends, everybody who's a part of the app, everyone who's in charge. Every person is included. Every person is made to feel special and part of the community. And I am so grateful for finding them. I'm so happy. It definitely helped refresh my, you know, why. They keep me like remembering why we do what we do. It's the chemistries and the vibes, and everyone is so sweet and so kind, and it's just a good crew of people. If you are looking for a group of people around the southeast section of the United States, definitely check out Pineapples After Dark. It's definitely was based on Facebook initially. They have a big group.
Yeah. It started from Davey and Lauren's podcast called Pineapples After Dark, and we'll put the link to their podcast.
We're gonna have them on soon, very soon.
Yeah,
we're just talking to them this weekend. We want to get them on.
But then their group of followers, then they started a Facebook group, and that Facebook group blew up.
And they're on their third one now.
Yeah, like, it sucked.
And they're still going strong. And now in the last few months, they've
launched their own platform.
Yeah,
the playground,
and that's a way to get around censorship, and we can do whatever we want. We have we can actually be ourselves there, and it looks good. It's modern. It's definitely refreshing. It's much easier to navigate than SEC and SLS. Sorry, but
yeah,
it's true. That's it looks better.
Like, they're like, I never take away from SLS and SEC because they're the OGs.
Yeah,
they're the ones that original like social platforms for swingers.
Yeah.
But they're so clunky and outdated.
Yeah, they're very.
And being that they're the only ones, then they don't feel like they have to stay up to date with the times. So it's good to see a platform that's really fresh and new.
Yeah.
And they got some really hot people in it.
Yes, the whole crew is really hot. Very hot people. And we have found some of the best human beings. I know we say that every time we do anything, but they keep coming, and we keep on finding them. There's more and more. There's so many of us.
It started with Davey, Lauren, and Robin Lindsay. We connected with them, and we became part of this PAD family. And then every time we go to a PAD event, we just keep adding to this
keep being group. Introduced.
And some of the most amazing, hot people know how to have a good time.
Yes, that's the thing, is they understand the assignment. We keep saying that. Finally, a crew that understands the assignment.
Yes.
And that's, we use that a lot because not that serious. Don't make it fucking weird.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes it can get
weird.
See
you later. No,
sometimes
just
it
kidding.
Can get weird. But yeah, it's a good crew. If you're looking for a good group of people and some really good events, definitely recommend Pineapples After Dark. podcast, 10 out of 10. Their Facebook, their Playground, all of the humans there are so, so good. And so they've been so welcoming to us. We just jumped in and we're like, hey, and they have been treated us like family. And we
can't ask for
it. We love them. We love them all. And that includes the motherfucking leaves. That includes the room for a few. That pad just kind of is all of
it's all encompassing. And it really is.
Yeah. We mean all of them when we say this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we say pineapple and pad. It's not just
it's pad,
you know, Davey and Lauren and Robin Lindsay. It's everyone we've met in with this.
The Pineapple Central Drag community itself is just a good refresh. It's so refreshing to find.
And it's really reinvigorated too with the Playground, like the app and the website.
And they have big dreams, big visions, big goals, and that's us. We are big dreamers. We love to the community, the sense of community, and they understand collaboration and helping each other out. And we all have our own little groups of people, and why not bring them all together? And that's what I've been craving since we first started this. Was they understand that.
Yes.
And they're big dreamers as well. And they think outside of the box. That's also us. And they include us in all these crazy, exciting plans. And we feel included. And it's a big family. And we love them. And we appreciate you guys so much. And we thank you for being so kind, letting us just bring our friends and bring our people. And we've all been able to just intermingle together. And it's so good to have all of you guys all together.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys. And we love you guys. And yeah, that was pretty much it. We ended up, after the orgy, we ended up going to bed. And then you have these crazy, amazing experiences with these humans, and then you don't see them.
Yeah.
You don't even get to say goodbye.
We're
just like, okay. Like, everyone's gone.
Some get late checkout. Yep. Some stay another night. Yeah. Some
have to leave in the morning, early morning.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
And yeah, you're on a mission to get back to vanilla. So everybody's up, ready to go home. And you never get to say goodbye. You never get to give hugs and kisses and all the things. So it's weird because you're just going to everyone's doors and like, seeing if they're there. Yeah,
I went into Robin Lindsay's room because I saw the door wasn't latched. I'm like, oh, they're still in there. And it was housekeeping in there.
So we're like, wow, but we found them in the parking lot.
It was funny that we caught them.
She was running to our car when I saw her with a piece of paper just running towards our car. And she thought that they had missed us because we weren't in the room at that time. And she had written a note by hand on a receipt. And we were like, thank you for coming. We love you.
Let's figure out New Year's.
Let's do this again. Yeah, we need to find out all the New Year's plans and stuff. And we love you. Miss you forever. And it was so cute. We caught her in the act. But we did get to actually hug their necks and say goodbye and do all that. They were the only ones we got to say goodbye to. Everybody else already was gone or was sleeping.
Yeah.
And then we got everybody's stuff and we'll talk and we'll do this again very soon because we're so spoiled and we're lucky that we do only live 2 hours away.
Luckily with the internet now, everybody can find
each other, and you always send a text the next day.
Send a text or a DM or something like, hey,
let's connect.
Great hanging out. And do you want to start a group text? Yeah.
Let's do this again very soon.
Here's our numbers.
I'm already like, come on, let's do it again. I don't want to wait till the New Year's. I just want a continuation of the fun that we had. I want to do it again sooner. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
If you're listening, let's do that.
Let's do that.
That was good. That was so good. I needed that. It's been a long time since I was the slut that I am. And she comes out when you allow her to, and you just understand the assignment.
That's it. She comes out, and it's not hard to get it to come out. You just have to know how to get her out of her
thing. And so it's not very often that I find a guy that just knows. And a wife that is so down for it too, and so here for it because
she's
so good.
She's a good girl too.
Yes, that's why we're very similar. We're very similar. We're all four very similar, and the vibes are good. And it was good chemistry all around with everyone we played with, not just them, but the whole weekend was good. It was a good time, and hopefully we'll get to do it again soon. Yeah, the pad party, the New Year's Eve pad party
has officially been canceled.
Understand.
So the link we had in the last episode is no longer. Yeah.
So if you're planning on doing that, that is no longer happening. And we're going to have to come up with something else.
They were refunded everybody who bought tickets. They refunded the money.
I'll get it for you.
Didn't have enough momentum to get
It's the middle of the week. It's a holiday. It's just hard.
It's just a hard
time of the year to get out and to spend the extra money and to have a night away on the middle of the week.
Right.
There's a new group of people and people are still watching. There's a lot of watching still happening.
Honestly, like in all realness, they've grown so much. But that is a huge risk financially to just a venue, but then you have minimums you got to hit and everything.
And because it was a holiday, they needed double the amount as the normal venue. And
so I get it. Like,
completely
understand. You have a target that you want to sell so many tickets by a certain date. Yep. And if you don't hit that, you got to just pull the plug
And I'd rather do it now in November.
Right.
You know, like, it's good that now, because now we can still make plans and we can all get together.
And everybody that already was planning, they can reschedule and make different plans.
I know a bunch of them are going to Trapeze, and then there's an Open Instinct party. There's other things going on that week. So we'll find something else to do instead. And we'll probably end up with them somehow either way.
We'll all end up together, possibly.
But either way, they're going to have an amazing next year planned. They have a whole bunch of stuff lined up and so many more things. They're only getting bigger. The group's only getting bigger. The parties are only getting better. And so keep your eye out for them.
Yes.
Highly recommend.
And again, if you want to join the playground, we will have a link in the show notes. It'll take you straight there to sign up.
Yep. We have a podcast page on there. They gave us our little spot on there. They're so sweet. They gave us our little section where we have our podcast linked. And it's like our little community within their community. And makes my heart. So that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be about, is collaboration. But if you want to connect with us over on there and sign up, get in, come check out an event.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. If you want to listen to another podcast, I say
yes.
Pineapples After Dark, very raw,
very raw, very
so
real.
Fun. You get to get to see their actual personalities and how they really
hang it out.
They're the same.
They are who, who you listen to is exactly who they are. That's what I love the most about this group too. Is just everyone is just unfiltered themselves. There's no masks up. There's nothing. It's very much who you see is who you get, and I think that works. That's us, and it works out perfectly. Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely check out their podcasts, and we're going to link everyone we mentioned down in the show notes, all of their socials, their spicy stuff. We'll have all the stuff
for all
our
friends. Yeah.
Come over to the playground and hang out with us. Check out a PAD event. And the only other thing we've got now is Secrets in April sold out. So that's all we really have to say.
If you want to get on the wait list for Secrets,
wait list, wish list, same thing. If you want to get on there, just let us know. But there's a wait list, and that's about all there is. And singer season is really coming to an end. It's going to be, I think, a lot of trapeze closer to home, Georgia.
House parties.
Georgia things, house parties. And then other than Secrets, we will be with you here every single Wednesday. Come check us out. Make sure you follow us. We have clips. We post clips and highlights and funny bloopers and all the things on
Those
Instagram.
Those are my favorite ones, are the funny bloopers.
Instagram, TikTok.
They get a look of just us being
a little
stupid.
A little behind the scenes of us, and really honestly, that's who we are. That's us. But definitely go follow us, go do all the things. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Hot Couple Chronicles podcast, on everything pretty much. And definitely want to hear some feedback. Give us some, are your reviews, anything that you want to hear, any suggestions, all the stuff. We're always looking for new stuff. We have to come up with something new every single week, so we want to keep it fresh. We're here for you guys. This is all for you. We love you guys, and we want to share all the things that you want us to talk about and want to hear about. And then next week, tune in. We are talking to Bobby and Stephanie. They were told
call it quits. Yeah, they were told by a marriage counselor to call it quits.
And then fast forward, they did the work. Yeah, they are here. They now have their own relationship coaching business. And they specialize in lifestyle and E&M and all of that. So I'm excited to hear their story and get to know them a little bit. And tune in for that next week. And
that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. Yep, we love you guys. And
as always, not that serious.
Don't make it weird. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.